So when you call him holy, it means he is in his own class. So there can be many powers, but the power of God is separate. There can be many kinds of love, but the love of God is separate. So when you call God holy, you have called him everything. That's why the wisest creatures, which are the 24 elders, the only name they call him is holy. When you say holy, holy, you have called him everything. And kadosh means holy. There can be many powerful spirits, but God is holy. There can be many loving fathers, but Abba is holy. There can be many benevolent fathers, Abba is holy. So we don't just sing because it's melodious. It's a testimony of the revelation of God, that we have God. And most times when you can't sing anymore, then you begin to chant. Because there's a realm where voices are withdrawn. Only sound, sound, sound. It is spirit to spirit, life to life. You can't capture every essence in articulate speech. There are certain things that can be uttered. He said, to whom belongeth redness of eyes? He said, they that tarry long in the wine. There is a degree of tarrying that you secure and you become drunk. The same way the man tarries in the wine and he becomes drunk. He said to the believer, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and making melody in your heart. When we begin to chant, it means we are coming close to where we are about to be drunk. We are about to be drunk. Rakiba kabakabas. Sabak. Rakiba riatatade. Bararo asabak. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Barak. Babababakata. Bobuata. Zedak. 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 Let the fountain of the creative open. Let the gates open. Barak, let the barakia, barakadas. Oh, hey, oh, hey.
Ministered in Kano that evening, left Kano around 9 to Lagos.
direction come, and I keep moving like that, but I'm drunk. There are certain things you can't do until you are drunk. If you check your itinerary, you know it's impossible. The other day we were going to preach. Before we crossed the boundary to where we were going, we saw dead people on ground. Fulani henchmen had killed them. I looked around. I am my father's only son. Even the soldiers ran from the checkpoint. I turned to my friend. I said, "Oh boy, how far?" I was looking for moral support. When I asked him how far, he said, "Waiting with the wait for." I now realized the guy is more drunk than me. So I went to the back of the car. I said, when I charged, I stood up. I said, "We go forward. It doesn't matter if we die. If I perish, I perish." It's a language of drunkards. Morning, explaining what was in the heart of the Father. The essence and the meaning of existence. The four is natural to find meaning in things apart from God. if man had not fallen, his greatest pursuit would have been a quest for the knowledge of God. Man's greatest preoccupation would have been a search, a drive, and a pursuit to apprehend the person of God. The reason we pursue too many things apart from God, it's not necessarily because we have needs. He said, and they know not, neither will they understand, they walk on in darkness. The foundation of the earth is out of course. I have said, ye are gods, because you are the children of the Most High. The power for existence would have been man's continuous drawing from God. But man is in pursuit of other things because he knows not. The records of death have been introduced into his soul. So when he pursues things, he thinks he would find fulfillment. But the very moment he gets what he pursues, what he gets reveals to him the scarcity of reality in his soul. So it becomes an endless race unto nothingness. Few years ago, you thought BlackBerry would give you the greatest joy of your life, until you had BlackBerry. And then you kept the BlackBerry, you didn't know what to do with it. And few years down the line, you don't even remember what you did to the BlackBerry. Whether you dashed it out or you sold it, you can't remember. Few days ago, you thought there was a dress that if you wore on 25th of December, it will add value to your life. The moment the day was over, you removed the dress and you didn't even have enough discipline to put it on the hanger. You threw it away. Meanwhile, a day before the day you used the dress, you could kill the tailor for that dress not being made. But hours down the line, you trash the same dress that you could kill for. So in few hours, the pursuit of vanity and its end was revealed to you. So that little experience was a teacher teaching you the essence of life. And so we said, the meaning of life is the apprehension of God. And the mandate is your ability to take the God that you have apprehended into your world, to colonize your world until your world becomes a replica of the dimensions of God that you have caught in the spirit. I'm not wearing suit this night because I love it. I think I love it is a lie. Some fellows came from England and they taught me how to wear suit, and they indoctrinated me until my value system is now defined by suit and tie.
So when I want to go for an important event, I wear a suit and I feel I'm ready.
But I am not ready because I wore a suit. Our daddy did not invite me because he saw the many suits I wear. There was a dimension of God that he could place to my vessel. And when he invited me,
he was not expecting to see me with suit on the stage. He was expecting to see me manifest that dimension.
If we can't trap God and reveal God to our world,
we didn't appear in the radar of the divine. We breathed oxygen, and unfortunately there are many creatures that breathe oxygen. If we were the only ones breathing oxygen, it would have been a great deal. But even the goat in our backyard breathes oxygen. So we are not valuable because we are breathing. We are valuable because we are colonial masters.
There is a dark world, a world of iniquity that has been seduced by another spirit that fights the agenda of God.
And God sent us into this dark world to colonize the people so that they can live like Him. And so we said in the morning that the value of a man's life is the degree to which he causes his word to conform to the patterns of God. But unfortunately, that's what we've not been able to achieve.
Because when people come under our light,
instead of seeing God, we direct them to the same things the world can offer. So when the believer can't get the miracle, he is at liberty to go to the herbalist. Because at the end of the day, we taught them that was the zenith of life. Every one of us here should be a revelator of God. That's the mandate. So when you are looking for God, you don't go to the spirit realm. Any dimension of God you want to see, come to church. Because when we gather, it's a conglomeration of many dimensions. So when you need direction, then somebody that have access to the secrets of God, he can look upon you and begin to tell you what God would have told you even if you went to heaven. Because he is streaming from where God is streaming. That's why I say, this is life eternal. It's not breath. It's that you may experience God. So, if God is streaming wisdom from the river of His Spirit, you too will stream wisdom from that same river. So if I tell you that this is what will happen tomorrow, even if an angel appears, it's the same thing he will tell you. And in case you doubt and you go to heaven, God will tell you the same thing. Because I didn't speak by myself. I spoke the counsel of God. So when you meet me, you have met the wisdom of God.
If a man needs breakthrough, he doesn't need to go to heaven.
Many people are carriers of breakthrough. That one, they have it in God. So when they look at you and say, it is well means go and prosper. And you will go to the same business, do the same thing you did for 5 years and went nowhere. And all of a sudden, you will do that same thing and your result will be different. Because the person who spoke to you, the dimension of God he carries is the creative dimension.
So when he speaks, even darkness have no choice but to vomit light.
This is the kingdom. But many are not taught. So they pursue things. Every time you pursue things, you rob yourself of reality. The devil came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. Because he knew he was hungry. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He carried him to the pinnacle of the temple, showed him the glory of the world, and said, bow to me, I will give it to you. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord, O God. And then he took him again to a high mountain and said, jump down. He will give his angels charge over thee, lest you cast thy feet against a stone. And Jesus said, away from me. The same thing he wanted to offer Jesus, power, pleasure, and fame. The moment Jesus rejected it, as he returned, he said he returned in the power of the Spirit. His fame went abroad, and everything he needed came to him. When we pursue things, we deny ourselves access to reality. So the first thing the kingdom teaches us is that God is our pursuit. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So we don't pursue things, we pursue God. And when the endless oracle uttered his voice, he said, seek first the kingdom. What the heathens pursue, he said, they are supposed to pursue you. So the first mandate is to bring God to your world. But the only way you can bring God to your world is when yourself apprehend God. The second mandate is to bring out from the spirit realm what God has to offer. I want to show you why we have faith, but our faith don't produce results. You know, to thwart truth is very simple. And if you don't have discernment, you won't know. It was not the idea of God that some men will be shining while others gather around them. No. Every one of us, we should come to church and they say, somebody need healing. And you say, go and meet the usher. That's his area of specialization. Everything should not be done by a pastor. It's an error. I'm telling you, and I will show you from scripture. If you need breakthrough, we will tell you, go and meet the protocol officer. He has that grace. So the usher's coming to church is not because he's looking for healing. He's coming to mingle with God. But because a generation is not discipled, the moment somebody sees any little thing, he wants to start his own ministry. Because we think the mandate of ministry is tied around manifestation. Manifestation is byproduct. You can have a church of 1,000 people at 1,000 different dimensions of God. They will still come to church. The reason you are serving the man of God, it's not because you want the grace on his life to rest on you. The grace will rest. But beyond that, you can be more anointed than your father in the Lord. So you are not following your father in the Lord for anointing. Will you be anointed? Yes. But beyond it, because if you are following him for anointing, the day you begin to do what he does, you'll become rebellious. And that means you were never a son in the first place. Because the glory of the Father is to see the sons do more. He said, children are the heritage of the Lord. Blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. He shall not be ashamed of the enemy at the gate. But because we are not taught kingdom. The moment somebody prays for people and they fall down, he's a prophet. And he wants to start Revival Ministry International. Let me show you the plan of God. Exodus 19 verse 4. Meanwhile, I want to pray for the sick today. I don't know why I'm going in this direction. He said, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. How I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. I told you, the pursuit is what? Is God. It's when you apprehend God that you are permitted to bring his dimension to your world. So the first thing he did was to bring them to himself. And in verse 5, he went further. The reason you come to him is because there is a dimension of him you must see. And the law of the spirit is, when you see, you become. If you have not seen, you will only tell stories. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we have seen, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That's what we bring to you. But if you have not come to him, you can't hear, you can't see, you can't look upon, and you can't handle. When you see, look upon, and handle, you are made into a dimension. That's when he sends you into the world. Exodus 19 verse 5. He said, now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. I told you in the morning that God is looking for a people. But because all we know is to receive from God, every time we gather is to take and go. But God is looking for a peculiar treasure. And when God has need, men run. But when men have need, God stands. Then faith is when you trust in God. Faithfulness is when God can trust in you. But most times, we have faith, but we have no faithfulness. The reason is because we don't know that God is looking for men. And he said, when you become my treasured people, he said, I will make you a kingdom of priests. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, he said, for unto him that washed us and made us kings and priests. Now, when a man becomes a king and a priest, then he enters into the corridor of bringing what God offers to a generation. A generation needs healing. A generation needs breakthrough. A generation needs revival. A generation needs sanctification. All of it is in God. But only kings and priests can bring it to that generation. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, he said, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people, called forth to showcase. So when men stand, they are actually buffets that usher to a generation the things God can offer. Now the question is, who are the men that should receive? It's not you. You come to church, you hear people say, I receive, I receive, I receive. That's the level of infant. You are the giver. He said he called you to show forth, to give forth the excellencies of God. I'm showing you why your faith does not work. Because you have migrated, but you are not aware. You are trying to write an exam for which you have already been promoted. So when you write, your teacher will not understand your script. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people, called forth to showcase the excellencies of God. That's your heritage. Let me show you something. This is how we teach in a healing service. and many Christians remain sick because we are teaching them what we should teach the heathen. When you want a Christian to prosper, don't teach him how to prosper. When you want a Christian to be healed, don't teach him how to be healed. Tell him, come to God. When you come to God, divine health is byproduct. Christians don't fall sick. Christians don't beg. We don't come to God begging, Lord, please have mercy. Please heal us. Who are you talking to? Imagine, sir, if your son comes to you in the morning and say, Daddy, please give me breakfast. Please. You will say, are you okay? Are you alright? Children don't beg. It's a healing. It's the children's bread. When you need it, you take it. Your son comes to you and says, I need breakfast. Ah, mommy, what did you cook? In the natural we know, but in the spirit we are dwarfed. I told you that when you love this world, what the spirit of the world does is that it darkens your understanding. So the things that are freely given to you, you don't know. He said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of God, neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. Christians beg for healing when God sent them to give healing to the nations. It's not a testimony when Christians line up for healing. It's a sign that they have not grown. It is the people of the world that should line up on crusade ground to be healed. Not Christians in church. But we don't know. They know not. Neither would they understand. They walk on in darkness. The reason is because we have not come to him. So Israel trusted God for manna. Moses lived where manna is created. He said Israel saw the acts of God. Moses knew the ways of God. What was the difference? Moses entered the presence. He said, and Moses stepped into the deep darkness, for there God dwells. Moses pursued God, and what others begged for, Moses had his inheritance. Before Aaron go to the Holy of Holies, he is sanctified for 8 months. Moses goes there every day. Every day. Every day. He knows who he is. See how we teach healing. Mark chapter 10 from verse 46. He said, and when Jesus left Jericho, I want to show you so that you will know how to handle the affairs of life. I want to show you so you will begin to grow consciously. And when they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people followed him. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat at the highway side begging. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's the beggar who is not a partaker of the commonwealth of Israel. That's his disposition. So if I want to teach you healing, I will tell you, if you cry, Jesus, have mercy, he will heal you. And then you remain there, crying every day. That's not the plan of God. When you read the Bible, find out who is talking. Who is he talking to? Why is he talking to who he's talking to? The way he's talking to. Then find out where you are in the equation. He never told the disciples, ask me for healing. Rather, he rebuked them when they were not able to heal the sick. He said, you are a perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? You don't ask me for healing. You give healing to the nations. He said, the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. you can't bring testimony and witness to the world if that's where you operate from. He sent you as a witness. So you are not coming to the world. Imagine if I want to pray for the sick now and I start begging God, please heal the sick. Lord, please heal the sick. No. No, we command the sick to be healed. We command the devils to get out. It's not because we are preaching from the altar. That's the prerogative of the believer. Does this work? Yes, it works. Is this wrong? No, it's not wrong. But you must grow beyond here. Because if you know that healing is a witness to a generation, then you will grow to where you command it. That's the heritage of sons. In Luke chapter 11 verse 20, he said, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, it means the kingdom of God is among you. So the sign that the kingdom of God is with us is that we cast out devils. We lay hands on the sick, they recover. Is what I'm sharing too heavy? Can you not receive it? I can shift, I can reverse. In case you think what I'm saying is heretic. Aka akaya. Aka Jehovah nebema. Oru ebubeya. Is it too heavy?
Is it too heavy?
See the typical believer. He doesn't believe he can do it. He doesn't practice it. He doesn't give himself to it. But when he's on the altar, then he now begins to act and say, every sickness I command you go. Do you believe it? When you are sick, what did you do? What you didn't do when you are sick, now that you are standing on the altar in order to save face, he said, if you are sick, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? If I tell you that you should administer healing, can you believe it? You can't believe it, but because you are wearing a suit and you have the altar, you want to act. And even the demon knows you don't believe. Why couldn't we cast out this devil? Because of your unbelief. Unbelief can exist side by side with faith. And the reason it exists is because you don't have accurate understanding. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people, God fought to display the excellencies of God. So in Mark chapter 16, from verse 15, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. So those who believe, there is a sign by which you know them. Now, if it was not so, then Jesus set us up. But he cannot lie. He said, they shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. But when your brother is sick, the first thing you say is, have you called the doctor? Because that's where your faith is. They shall lay hands on the sick. Even if they drink deadly thing, he shall by no means. No, see, he was trying to emphasize it. But you see, what releases power is consciousness. And because you don't have it, when you do it religiously, it doesn't work. This is why we tell people to meditate on the word of God. I read about Pastor Chris. He was meditating on Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he was to go for a healing meeting. He meditated for 3 hours and he forgot about the healing meeting. And when they came to tap him, that it's time for the meeting, anybody that came close went under the power. You came close, the power threw you out as he was meditating. The power that was on his inside began to break out. This is what this man knew. Paul wouldn't even bother going for every meeting. They know power. And without power, we can't advance the kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not in words. It's in the demonstration of power. Paul was invited for a meeting. He couldn't come. He sent his handkerchief. In our generation, even if you send your fellow pastor, people will be disappointed because we believe in men, not God. If I sent my handkerchief to this conference, you will think you are insulted. But the truth is, we don't believe in power. The man didn't need to show up. He said handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul. Those handkerchiefs, they didn't follow the law of theology. They tell you, tear the demon out in the name of Jesus. Handkerchief doesn't know how to say in the name of Jesus. But handkerchief made contact with power. And when the handkerchief touched demons, they knew. He said, yea, are of God, little children, because you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In 1 John 5 verse 1, he said, who is it that overcome the world? Him that is born of God. Him that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. The reason you are looking for the prophet to come and anoint your business is because you don't know who you are. Our business don't fail. It's not working because I'm preaching. Even if I start selling pure water today, it will go global. There's a mentality that powers reality. You go to your shop, your business is failing, and you are saying, God, help me. God has already helped you in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the help of God. So when you show up, you say, business. Katakiba karakata. Rakiba takask. Rakiba barak barak. When you are sent, you face the business and you say, I command you, begin to work. You come back tomorrow, the business is looking like that. Bakiba, rakiba kaba, barakaba. Business, I command you, begin to work. He didn't say, take your mountain to an apostle. He didn't say, take your mountain to a prophet. He said, if you believe, you will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast out. And if you do not doubt in your heart, you shall have what you say. They taught us that few are special, while others are not. It's a lie. Yea, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people. Everybody in Christ is special. And he can demonstrate the dimensions of God. Why do you think God is scarce in the market? Because the men going to the market, they don't know that they are the sons of God. They didn't know. They thought they were Christians going to do business. They didn't know they are apostles sent to the market. You think for a second, all the apostles are on the altar. The ones on the altar are coaches. The real apostles are in the market. They are in the government, but they don't know. They don't know. This is one of the reasons we pray, and we pray again. This is one of the reasons we fast. This is one of the reasons we meditate. Because you don't know God by reading so much about God. You know God because God is real to you. The name of Jesus will not work. Because you know all the exegesis about the name. The name will work because it is real. It is real. That's why you come to him. And the day comes, something grows on your body. You say, no, not me. Things don't grow on my body. And if I lay hands on the sick, they recover. Me who have the hand, how will I be sick? Lay hands on the sick. Meanwhile, you have been using your hand only to eat. the higher purpose of your hand. If you know it, I organized a mentoring program, began mentoring people online, and naive people, children that knew nothing about God, I taught them, and the testimonies they have, some of them, I'm afraid. I say one should become one of the administrators on the Facebook page, and somebody will send a message, because she's a lady, she's afraid if she calls them and it's not Apostle Mike's voice, they are afraid to die. So she says, instead of calling them, you will send and say, my father is paralyzed. She will say, in the name of Jesus, he is healed. And they will go and read the message to the father, and the paralyzed man will stand up. The people didn't know it was not Apostle Mike. They thought it was Apostle Mike. She will send a text message and demons will scream out, text message. Because she can't believe other things. He said, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions. In Luke 10:19, Jesus sent babes out, and he said he gave them power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt them. And when they returned, they were celebrating. And Jesus said, casting out devils is not the testimony. The testimony is that today your name is written in the book of life. And every time you accepted Jesus, the very day you accepted Jesus, your name is in the book of life. So when you say, I pray for the sick, they recover. Jesus said, okay, what else? Because that's normal. But now the church is so unbelieving. If you are praying for a sick person, others are watching. He go walk. He go walk. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. He go walk. He go walk. Because we don't know the power of God. We think we do. We don't. Your response in the midst of crisis is a sign you truly believe. When next there is a challenge, command the mountain. You may not have result the first time. Go back and pray. Go back and meditate. Come again. Command the mountain. Not too long, you will notice things begin to shift. And then you will know you are not an apostle, because you pray for the sick, they are healed. Our generation, young men can't be on fire anymore. The moment anybody is on fire, is a prophet, is an evangelist, is an apostle. Meanwhile, what God wants is for all of us to be on fire. Who told you the business can fail? Imagine if Jesus was doing something and he failed. How is that possible? Even when it was obvious it was supposed to fail, he knew what to do. He said himself knew what he should do. See, we have no mandate for our world unless we can demonstrate God. The world is tired of English language. They have many professors. Many professors. You now come to the hospital, the doctor tell you, you have liver failure. You have liver failure. And then say, I will soon die. But when I die, please tell my children to take over. And after 2 weeks, the doctor came and said, sorry, it's a mistake. Meanwhile, before he says it's a mistake, you already have high blood pressure. So the high blood pressure came from nowhere. You created it. You have high blood pressure. No, not me. We went for a conference, and my friends who came from the US carried all kinds of gadgets. You know, they travel with gadgets. They said, you need to check your body every day, just in case. How can a young man like me be checking my body every day? So how long will I do it? When there are men of 60 years playing tennis, he sits there and checked my body. And when he saw my BP, my BP was 190 over 140. He said, Jesus, please lie down, lie down. How are you still walking? God of mercy. He said, they should get a doctor. I laughed. I say your machine is 40. This machine can't be 40. It's your machine that's 40. He believes his machine so much. But my own body, which is God's machine, he believes is failing. The machine that was designed in America and the one designed in heaven, which one should be telling the truth? How can your own machine tell my own machine is 40? I say, not me. He said, no, let's try it again. I say, try. He tried it. 190 over 140. I say, let me show you how we work on this machine. And I'll say, BP, in the name of Jesus, go to normal. I say, check again. I want to show you the shame of your machine. I'm not telling you what I did on another person. I said, in the name of Jesus, BP, become normal. Check. And he checked again. It was 120 over 85. I said, no, I don't like this result. I said, become normal. Check again. He checked. It was 120 over 75. I said, yes, now. That's how we work this machine. We work this machine by talking to it. Because that's how God behaves. He said, and the world was in darkness, and chaos was in the world, and God said, let there be light. We correct it by talking, not by crying. Not by crying. Somebody called me. My husband is diagnosed of COVID. They say there are lumps. There are lumps already. His lungs is no longer functioning well. I wanted to sleep. And I say, I break the chain. I slept. The next day they discharge him. It's not in Nigeria, it's in US. So it's not a trial and error. We don't charge to pray for the sick. When you want to command your dog, do you need to charge? Get out. He knows. The one that gave you the power knew the level of power that darkness operates in. But you are not aware. So men are running everywhere. And we say we want to take the kingdom to the world. Which kingdom? When you come to the hospital, both Christians and non-believers are struggling to see the doctor. And you want to preach to them. Which God? When was the last time you saw your herbalist in the hospital? When was the last time you saw the SMO coming to the hospital and say, my back, my back, my back? You are struggling with the unbeliever in the hospital and you say, oh boy, God is good. Where is the goodness? They go to a herbalist, they are prospering, and you are struggling. You say, God is good. You don't know what to do. I am the Lord that performed the words of my servant and the counsel of my messengers. Let God be true and all men liars. You don't know how weak the devil is. Why do you think the devil dresses terrible? Is to make you afraid. A strong man doesn't need to. When he shows up, he knows he has power. He said, great men are not dressed in gold. For when you scratch them, you know they are made of gold. The way the devil appears is already a betrayal to him. Because it's a sign that he's weak. He's not as strong as he thinks he is. Because we don't fight him with our energy. We fight him with authority. And it's in the name of Jesus. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee bows. The one talking cannot lie. And when we read the Bible, Jesus didn't joke once. So it was not a joke. It was reality. It was truth. And it was life. Tonight, you're about to turn your business around. Tonight, you're about to change the status of your health. Tonight, you are about to change the protocol of your life. You know, we preach transformation message all the time. So people think we don't operate in this dimension. See, the thing is, the world is so corrupt. So, we are more interested in the souls of men. The easiest thing to do is to handle your circumstance if you know what to do. While you are sitting now, I want to change people's health status. We don't need to charge. Your manifestation is in word away. If you know. If you know. If you know. Are you ready to receive? Meanwhile, this is the last time you will need to receive. Because from today, you will give. That's the blessing. He didn't say, follow me, I will give you fish. He said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. That's the blessing. And that's how you can bring the mandate to your world. They must see divinity in you. How many of you have a challenge in your body? Your ear, your eye, pain somewhere. I need to be sure there are sick people here. You know, an evangelist went to John G. Lake's church. No, to E.W. Kenyon's church, and he released the power of God. And when he called for testimony, there was nobody. He now felt he has lost his anointing. The usher now came and told him that there are no sick people here. That's a powerful church. In the man's church, you can't die until you are above 80. If you die, he will wake you up. See, those are the things we meditate on. Why you are wasting your time on Facebook? Sometimes I look at some of these men. I see what God does to them. I cry. And then I pray in tongues. Then I meditate on scripture. The next time I go out, I discover my manifestation will increase more. And then I will come back and I will watch. I will cry. I will pray. I will watch. I will cry. I will pray. And somebody will call you and say, these men of God are proud. When you call them, they don't even pick their calls. Pick your call and tell you what. I'm trying to grow in God. I will now pick your call. So you tell me, oh boy, how far? What did they happen? It's a waste of time. Anything you want to say, send it as a chat. When I see it, I'll reply. If you know the responsibility on our shoulders, some of us, we start owning our phone once in a week. I heard Makandiwa. He said he has only 3 numbers in his phone. His father in the Lord, his wife, and his biological father. No, and Ubertenge's number. It's important. It's important. Most of the calls we make in a day are irrelevant. Most of the places we go to in a day are unnecessary. Most of the things we do in the day are unnecessary. Sit on the word. He said, meditate on this word. Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law should not depart from thy mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous. So your tongue is given to you to design your life and your future. You say what you want to see. That's how God operates. Let there be light. But you don't know what to sit on. If you need a healing, wave at me. That's right. Savior. This man is drawing me now. My desire is to worship you, my Savior.
On this holy journey until I am no more.
Father! Wait, who has pain on the back? Lower part of your back. Okay, you two come. something. So you will consciously begin to. See, don't worry. The rest of you sit down. You will be healed where you are. I'm trying to take your attention from me. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to shift your attention to Jesus. You have pain on your back. See what will happen to this brother. I won't pray for him. I will use two different methods for two of them. Don't be religious. Don't close your eyes. You know, look at me, brother. Do what I'm doing. When I stop, the pain will go. Do like this. Check the pain. Where is it? The pain is gone. Wait. Are you sure? How long did you have it?
Since July or...
Have you been bending in your house? Why didn't it go? When you were bending in your house, you didn't bend with consciousness. The power of God was always in your spirit. We baptize the devil. You come. Since you no, come like this. Anything you receive, you have the right to give. You still feel pain? Your own is gone. By coming out. This thing, he wants to affect my practicals. Are you sure? Check first, check. I need somebody whose pain is still there. It's gone. Is your own still there? You still feel it? Thank God. Come. Now, put your hand on his back where he feels the pain. If I tell him to pray now, see the way he will pray. Father, thank you. Please heal this man. Now, that pain is that brother's mountain. Are you a Christian? So remove the mountain. How do you do it? Listen. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command you pain. Go. Don't tell God. Tell the mountain. In the name of Jesus, I command you pain. Go. Give him money. Let's we are in a classroom.
In the name of Jesus, I command you pain. Go. Now.
Don't wait for me. Tell him to check now. You are the one ministering now. Do you know the implication of this? When you begin to walk these things, the power becomes stronger on your inside. And that power begins to control you. When next you want to sin casually, you will remember you carry something. And you will step back. Because he said, come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. They that bear the vessels of God must be clean. You are not aware you carry something. That's why you throw into sin. There are places some of us can't go again. Even the world will reject us. We have caused problems for the devil too much. Brother, check. The pain is gone. This man don't believe, I assure you. Please check, check. The pain is gone. How long did you have it?
Since about, it comes and goes.
For how long now?
About 3-4 years.
Let me tell you something. In the mountain of healing, I have conquered pain. What I'm pursuing now is crippling. Because they are in different degrees. Anyone you have, you can demonstrate it any day, anytime. You want to receive healing now? If you have a challenge with your eye, maybe you can't see where it's blurry, or you can't see far. Wave at me, let me show you. You can't see far. Okay, come, you come. See, we magnify the devil. All of you will be healed, don't worry. What I'm trying to do, right? I want to shift your attention from me. I want us to begin from what is available for everybody. Do you want to try the eye? Should he try the eye, or I should use my handkerchief? You are young people. I'm showing you. See. Okay, don't worry. Come. What's wrong with your eye? You can't see far. Even now.
This one is worse. I can't even read.
Oh, you can't read. So even now, he can't read. I'll pray for all of them. Don't violate protocol. This is religion. I've got the people I'm ministering to. Don't violate protocol. You will distort the flow of the spirit. You don't believe. I'm telling you that you are bringing doesn't mean you believe. What's wrong with your eye? You can't see far. This is called a mountain. Can you remove the mountain? Do you believe? How do you believe? Because we have seen what happened. Okay. Command the eyes to begin to see far. See the problem. They say they can't see far until they wear glasses. So now, command the eyes in the name of Jesus to begin to see far. You know, when I did my own, I didn't pray. Put your hand on the eye.
In the name of Jesus, I command you eyes to begin to see far now. In the name of Jesus.
Pray, wait. Don't clap first. Don't try to help God. Pray for this brother too.
In the name of Jesus.
See the way he's putting his hand now. Like
I command you to see far. In the name of Jesus.
See, confidence began to come. Did you feel like an evangelist? Brother, close the eye and see if you can read now. Huh? This one is still bad. Sister, can you read now? Sorry?
I bend my eye like this, but I think I can't see too.
Your mind is shaking now. Your mind is shaking, right? This is why you need practice. This is why you need to grow. Because sometimes you will do one, it will work. You try the other one, it doesn't work. So when you go back to pray, you are generating virtue. You are generating more virtue. You are generating more virtue. Right? Be more serious now. And focus. All of you here will pray for the sick now. And there will be testimonies. And then when you honor a man of God, you will honor him because he's the servant of God. And when you follow a man of God, you follow a man of God because you have conviction, not because you are helpless. The reason many people, they become rebellious the moment things begin to work is because they were never sons. They only needed somebody to raise them up. The moment they have visibility, they run. Command their eyes to open.
Eyes, see far now. In the name of Jesus.
There's power flowing. Put your hands there. You are releasing virtue. Blow on her.
Jesus.
Come here. Okay. He's been led to still continue.
Jesus.
What's happened, sister? Can you see now?
Yes.
Can you see now?
Yes, I can see now.
Wait, wait, wait. For how long did you have the condition?
Since my SS3.
Since your, when was that?
Final year now.
You are in final year in the university now?
Yes, sir.
And this thing has been since SS3?
I've been changing glasses every time.
You've been changing glasses? Are you sure you can see now? You can see now. You pray, you don't even know what to expect. Because you don't know that you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. God's own special people. Called forth to display the excellencies of God.
If you were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website, orocomichael.com, to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.